I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan.
Whoa.
On the Zencaster this week. Ha ha! Is that the one?
Whoa.
Hey, John. And we are a National League football podcast. We're not a Talk United podcast.
So people say that. NOTP.
And also, I've been listening to someone else's podcast this week about a very bleak period in our history.
Yeah.
Where people were trying to leave at any opportunity. No, it wasn't Gary Auer's tenure at Talking Rider. It was about East and West Germany in sort of the when did the Berlin Wall go up, John?
1961, I want to say.
And then, of course, people started trying to escape as soon as it was. Early on, it sounded like you could escape easily.
Yes.
Like you could like really get out of it. But then as it went on and they put a higher wall and more barbed wire and everything, very difficult to escape from East Germany.
Yeah.
And people started digging a tunnel. And I've turned you onto it, haven't I, John?
Yeah, it's really good. Two.
But I can highly recommend the podcast Tunnel 29 from BBC.
All about,
whoever that is.
Not sure who they are. All about East and West Berlin. I thought we could do a National League version with someone trying to escape from East Thurrock to West Thurrock.
Oh, lovely. What a lovely idea, John.
We should have done that, really.
Oh, and hey, I've been to Berlin. I've done some gigs in Berlin, John. You think it's going to be in a really modern theatre.
Yeah.
And then you go down some windy old stairs and there's like a proper old cabaret style.
Oh, wow.
Like 50s theatre down there, cabaret venue.
I've driven an old communist Trabant. The
car, you, John?
Around the Berlin Wall. It was fantastic.
I'd like a Trabant. They've got like a 550cc engine or something.
It was the most pathetic engine you've ever come across.
The other thing, on the similar note, actually, geez, not
Blimey,
a communist podcast.
Not a communist podcast. Although, look, if Jeremy Corbyn gets in, who knows? We might be heading back in that direction. Not sure if we can say that.
NACP.
We're in a purdah. We can't say that, obviously. There's been a purdah.
There's been a purdah. You can... there's a brilliant BBC Four documentary at the moment. It's by Rich Hall, the comedian, who's a brilliant comedian anyway.
Yeah.
This one is on East v West, so the Cold War and the space race and the nuclear bunkers and stuff, and it is brilliant. So just I like to promote the little indie companies like the BBC.
Look, they need a bit of a leg up from time to time. But hey, look, bringing it back to the here and now.
It's the National League,
John. It's the National League, and it is Guy Fawkes week. So look, retreat.
It's a week now, is it?
Retreat 8 metres. I'm just going to let off a few fireworks in the studio.
Do not return to an unlit podcast.
Sorry, got a bit carried away there, sorry.
Hey, John. NAFP.
We're not a
fireworks podcast.
Not a Guy Fawkes podcast, obviously.
NAGFP.
NAGFP.
Hey, on the political note, my son wrote us a joke this week.
Yeah.
We were talking about the election and everything, trying to get him interested. He's 12. He's not that bothered.
No.
And then Jacob Rees-Mogg was on the telly. And he went, Jacob Rees-Mogg sounds like one of your Torquay players. And I thought, oh, that is spot on, isn't it, John? You can see that name. If that was one of our names in the National League, Jacob Rees-Mogg.
He'd be poshest player of the week, really.
Oh, he would. He'd be one of your posh players of the week.
He'd have to be a shoo-in. Jacob. I'd like to give him a shoo-in, funnily enough.
Currently, at the moment, yeah. Just to reiterate, we are NAJRMP.
We've had a go at the commies. We've had a go at Jacob Rees-Mogg. I'd say we're fair and balanced and we can move on.
Let's do the podcast, John. What's coming up in the podcast?
Well, we've got plenty of news. Another busy weekend, as they all are in the National League. And actually, a few interesting...
I know it's never not busy, John.
I know we're a National League podcast, not a National League South podcast, but there's a few interesting things that happened down in the South this week, so we'll quickly drop
the
down.
The good old days.
We'll drop down and have a look down there. We'll speak to one of our sort of regular correspondents. So, I mean, as we say, it's Guy Fawkes week. Oh, yeah. A bit of a sinister National League gunpowder plot uncovered this week, so we'll find out more about that.
Who is it with, John?
It's Hearst. Let's be honest.
Hearst.
Straight down the line, Hearst.
Rolling back in, Hearst.
In the thick of a gunpowder plot.
Ooh, I like the sound of it, John. Mm.
Talkie Corner, a few bits for Talkie Corner. Letters from a listener and a new FOF game last week. Steve Thomas completed Mark Yates' cafe last week.
Steve. So on a new ice, Steve.
FOF game. Steve returns, FOF 13, the reigning champion, to take on Jim's Bentley.
Jim's Bentley, which I think we came up with on the podcast last week.
Yes, so we did.
People can really see the workings out and how much goes into...
Speaking of workings out, it's an incredibly mathematical game. I've spent the entire afternoon really scratching my head trying to get around it. So good luck, Steve, is all we can say.
A little peek behind the curtain, John, of how it all works for people. Well, brilliant, John. Hey, John, tell us some news in the National League.
All right, well, let's bring you some news. It was Wrexham 1, Bromley 0, which really did us a good favour. So Bromley losing a bit of ground at the top. Luke Young with an absolute wonder goal for Wrexham.
Melter.
A great goal. And
really
that,
good.
Yeah, gave them all three points.
People have started saying the phrase, he doesn't score tap-ins, about people, haven't they?
Yeah.
And I just think it's midfielders who should score more goals. Well, he doesn't score
tap-ins. He does score some spectacular goals, Luke Young. Also a good result for us at the top of the league up there. Yeovil 1, Boreham Wood 1. Jimmy Smith scored again for Yeovil.
Lovely.
Got his Hammond organ out. Come on, everybody.
Yeah, no, come on, Jimmy.
Yeah,
it's
Jimmy's
a really good tune.
It
really
is,
good
isn't it?
That, John. What is that? Is that on the is that on the Spotify list? This
it
one
is,
or
yeah, I am sort of still fruitlessly updating the Spotify list.
I don't even know how to find. I've never even seen it, because I don't even know how to find it, John.
Really? Okay, I'll send it to you and I'll tweet it out from @NatObsPod again.
Yeah, I'd like that. I'd
just
like
so that everybody's
then
got
we,
it.
When we finally, eventually do the NatObsPod musical. it's very much a jukebox musical, you know, like...
It is, really,
Boys,
yeah.
Mamma Mia.
Letting the music do the work for us.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, Yeovil took the lead through that man, Jimmy Smith, but Shimanga got a last-minute equaliser for Boreham Wood. Barrow 1, Sutton United 0, just nothing to say about that, just fairly tedious game. Aldershot 2, Maidenhead 0. I mean, honestly, Maidenhead, how sh** must you be? You lost to the shots. You lost to the shots.
That's good for when we play them, John.
It was, I mean, probably the shot result of the day. Stockport 1, Woking 3. Quite amazing. Woking actually won a game.
Won a game. It doesn't count, though, because it's against Stockport, John.
And well, that doesn't count.
We know they're not very good.
Well, I mean, you know, if we're getting technical about it, we did put 4 past Stockport, so, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, Woking's, I love it when they're slipping down. I love that little red arrow next to Woking. The red arrows next to Woking. red arrows just flying over all the pilots just doing signs. What a lovely, yeah, clever joke that was.
Two goals for Jake Hyde, one for Dave Tarpey. So Woking, let's see if they can back it up. That's all we'll say. Let's see if they can back it up. Ebbsfleet 2, Chesterfield 2. Ebbsfleet appointed Kevin Watson permanently after that game. Sort of given him a bit of a shot in the arm. I hope Ebbsfleet stay up. I quite like Ebbsfleet in an odd sort of way.
Oh yeah, we enjoyed that. We enjoyed our evening there, didn't we, John? It was good fun.
AFC Fylde 0, Dover 0.
Right, the coasters be the cheaters.
I was even bored just saying it.
Oh God,
terrible,
murderous, isn't it?
It was Barnet 2, Chorley 1. You might as well just relegate Chorley now and get it over with.
Yeah.
Solihull Moors 2, Dagenham and Redbridge 1. Eastleigh 4, Harrogate 2. Hat trick for Scott Rendell there. And Eastleigh tweeted after the game, "What a performance from this man! Charlie Seaman was everywhere." I mean, I think they were just doing that deliberately, weren't they? Surely.
This is the shame. I think they know about our podcast. I think it's too obvious.
It's just too obvious.
That joke.
Yeah.
You wouldn't find us dragging ourselves down.
No. We do have
come
some
on,
standards.
Seaman,
for goodness
come on.
Sakes. And Matty Hayward, he tweeted that to us in the hope that we'd pick it up. We're better than that, Matty.
Yeah.
Notts County 2, Hartlepool 2. Dave Challoner, the ex-AFC Fylde boss, watching on from the stands for that one.
Rory Delap might be in charge at Stoke City. John,
yeah.
And then Dave Challoner in charge at Hartlepool.
Yeah.
Long throw specialist. If you want to get into management, I'm thinking develop a long throw. We are on to something. I bet Gary's got a good long throw on him.
Long throws, is it? Etc.
Oh, long throws.
Long throws.
Get long throws. Get it in the box. Oh, I can't wait to talk about Torquay United.
We'll come to it. But sticking with Hartlepool, Dave Challoner watched that game as they drew 2-2 with Notts County. Took his first game on Tuesday night. Lost to Solihull Moors.
Oh, I know, yeah, but that's quite a tough team. It's quite a good team, isn't it?
Solihull
Moors.
So that was the only game on Tuesday night. Let's drop down, if we may, for a moment, to the National League South.
Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South.
Yes. Just a couple of things to mention. Billericay, don't know if you saw, had their game postponed the weekend because of the pitch. Somebody had broken in overnight on the morning of the game and driven around on the pitch and turned it into a mud bath. Now,
I wonder who it was.
You don't want to accuse anyone of anything, but
not going to get us into trouble, John.
Glenn Tampin owned a Ferrari, and he's recently left Billericay. I'm not saying it was Glenn, but could it have
someone
been?
Else? Someone else
could
tweeted.
It have been Glenn Tampin someone in
who
a Ferrari?
Someone who seemed to know quite a lot about Billericay town. Tweeted, "It might be time to take the mural down of Glenn Tamplin as Jesus."
But you can just see it, can't you? Glenn in the Ferrari, Archie in the passenger seat. No, stop. Shut it, Archie.
Shut up, Archie. Shut up. Watch this donut.
But then if you view it from the top down angle, it says pick my son. So
he's worked out how to do it. Oh, how lovely.
Two and two together.
There we are. I wonder if it was him, John.
We'll probably never know. But in other news down in the National League South, very quickly, it did catch my eye that Eastbourne have appointed Danny Bleur, which does sound a bit like someone throwing up.
Yeah, I've done that.
When
I've been to the cider bar and had one over the four of gut rot cider, a few too many pints of diesel in the cider bar.
Yeah.
Danny Bleur!
Danny Bleur!
Reenie, I always used to think it sounded like.
Oh, okay.
When you were shouting Reenie!
Also,
Rennie Howe.
Not a talkie podcast.
Not a talkie podcast.
No. Also in the National League South, I don't know if you saw Mark Wahlberg coming out with a message of support for Slough Town.
I saw that. I mean, amazing, isn't it?
Muscling in on our patch there, Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Back off.
I can't stand these new kids on the block.
Hey,
oh, John, what a great joke. Fans, well done, everyone.
We're cooking on
well
gas.
Done.
We might as well stop
Greeny
there.
How?
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession. This week, we're going to be talking to... Oh, God. Hello, The National Obsession.
Hello,
who's that?
Baker, you bastard, is that you?
Oh, God.
This is Hearst.
Hello.
It's through the Hearst. You're connected to the Hearst.
Hello. Hello, the Hearst. How are you?
My health is not in question right at this moment.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
I've only got a limited amount of time. I'm not actually in the hearse.
All right.
I'm actually desperately in need of your assistance.
You need my help. You need my help, do you?
I do. I know we've butted heads in the past, but I'm in dire straits here, and this is not money for nothing or the Sultan of Swing.
Okay.
Not that dire straight. No.
But is that nice? Have you got a good sound system in the hearse when you're driving along? Or
you bastard! This is urgent. Don't.
Sorry.
I've got a big problem. Basically, what it is. What happened was,
You said to Denzel Penworthy.
don't involve Denzel. You may remember I'm staunchly passionate about defending Gary Hours. Still, in my mind, the greatest gold mine this side of the Avon. Is that the river in Bristol? I can't remember. Seven, one of those two.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Okay.
I'm a staunch defender of Gary Hours, and as such, I'm finding it rather sickening to see Gary Johnson doing so well. So what I thought I'd do...
Sickening. You must be sickened by it.
I am, really. And so to try and get Gary Hours back in a job, I tried to take Gary Johnson down in a Guy Fawkes-style plot.
Oh, right. A gunpowder plot.
Because, you know, business is a bit slow in the old Undertaker, so I thought I'd do it on a match day.
Why is it so slow? You live in Torquay, where there's a lot of ageing population. It's coming up to winter. Hearse? Are you not very good at it, Hearse?
It's going to be a mild winter, unfortunately. So, you know, you've got to make
people
up the numbers.
I think it's quite difficult to be not very busy as an Undertaker, Hearse. Maybe you're not very good at it. Maybe it's not for you, Hearse.
Let me get to the point, Baker, you bastard. Anyway. Don't swear, please. Apologies for swearing. I stole myself in the tunnel under Boots and Laces with these barrels of gunpowder.
Where is Boots and Laces?
It's Playmore, you bastard. You know where it is.
We're not a talkie podcast, so I don't know. But
we're not a
talkie
podcast. I was underneath Boots and Laces with me gunpowder on the mat saying, and I was going to go kaboom, blow the old thing, take out Gary Johnson. Get Gary Hours back in position. Unfortunately, at the crucial moment, I was spotted.
Patrick. Who spotted you?
Patrick Tinkler, the club secretary, press officer, was wandering. Wandering around with his video camera.
And, he's often seen with that. Yeah, Patrick.
And he spotted me.
He's very good at it.
He spotted me, and now they're going to execute. And now they're going to execute me. And they're going
to execute you, Torquay style.
They're going to put me ahead on a spike outside the main reception there.
Wouldn't Patrick get done for murder then? Or
well, it's either that, or they're going to force me to watch the whole Champions DVD. But none of the matches, just the quiz and the flip chart, Sean McDonald's quiz. I thought, to be honest, I'd rather take the head chopping. I'm in desperate need of your help, Baker.
That flip chart bit, can you explain that to me at all, Hearse? Or
good frog, bad frog. It didn't make any bloody sense, man.
Which of you? Are you a good frog or a bad frog?
I don't have time to work about
okay.
I'm going to cut
your bloody
head off.
Not a talkie podcast, okay?
It doesn't sound like you're going to help me. Well, you've condemned
I'm not going to help. I'm not going to help you. You have to make you've made your choice, Hearse. You tried to bring down Plainmoor, which is, you know, a sacrosanct place. And it sounds to me like you've made your choice, so it's up to you, you know.
I hope you're bloody happy with yourself. You condemned a good man to death. Goodbye.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Now, we're not the only people who cover the National League. I don't know if you know that. There are other outlets that do, John.
They don't do it as well, but...
Well, no, they don't. You know, they don't have as much talkie-based content.
No.
But we're not a talkie podcast, but the BT Sport also, of course, cover the National League. I forgot what it was called then.
Always baseball.
They cover the National League on the television, and the person who hosts that coverage is Jeff Brazier. And Jeff Brazier is this week's big interview.
Took part in Shipwrecked in 2001. Which National League manager would you like to be shipwrecked with? There's some very good lads in that league. People that I enjoy talking to. But I'm going to go with Danny Searle, the Order Shop manager, because he is a mate of mine. You also took part in Dancing on Ice. How did it feel to be on the ice? Well, the skating was good, that element. It was the performing. It was the turning your fingers and your toes out to look attractive. And I couldn't really do that. But yeah, to kind of train every day and feel like a professional sports person for 6 months was amazing. I got really fit. Could do with that now. Describe the one goal you scored for Grays Athletic in 2001. I scored quite a few for Canvey. I was there for 3 years. I can't remember the goal that I scored for Grays, to be honest. Although we did have a good season. I think we were quite low down in the league and then we went on a miraculous run and sort of kept ourselves up. But I don't remember the goal. Playing under floodlights or presenting on telly? I'd have to say playing under floodlights just because it's the thing that I probably regret stopping too early. I finished playing when I was 23 and I've only really played in charity matches ever since. And obviously the thing that you'll miss most is the banter with the boys and being a part of something and, you know, and the whole win, lose, draw aspect that's quite hard to replace in your life. So I'd absolutely be playing under the floodlights given the choice. Do you ever use a portable brazier heater in your house? No, basically, I don't. I'm Jeff Brazier on the ice.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession, and you are listening to Talkie Corner.
I know you. Sort it out for sake. Run faster, you.
A lovely Easter egg there.
You from Cornwall?
Not long for this world, John.
It does sound
coughing,
like it.
Coughing away here. No, I'm just a bit of a cough. That's like always fine. It's winter, isn't it?
Death's door.
Clocks have gone back, John. So, yeah. You know, season's started. Get a cough as well, don't you?
Yeah, that's what
absolutely
happens.
Absolutely fine.
But someone who is not off form at the moment.
Oh,
with
yeah,
two goals at the weekend and been linked to Luton Town. I don't know if you saw it.
No, he's
today's
not.
Press is Jamie Reid. Come on, we've not had it in a while.
Shake
when
it
I
now.
Find myself in times of trouble, Gary Johnson came to me, speaking words of wisdom. Jamie Reid. Ooh, done that in a while.
John.
Yeah.
This whole Luton Town thing. It's ridiculous.
Isn't it?
Do you think Gary Johnson, who has got Lee Johnson as his son,
yeah,
right, and gets half the Bristol City team on loan, do you think he's going to let Jamie Reid go to another championship club?
Now you put it like
other than Bristol City, when he's a West Country boy?
Yeah.
And you don't think Lee Johnson, every time he looks at the team, is coming to look at Jamie Reid?
He's also not ready for the championship either. That
would be mad. Well, I don't think so, no.
Well, we are. I mean, I don't know if I didn't realise. We are, according to Twitter this week, the top scorers in English football.
I know, amazing.
We play a bit of samba football.
Yeah, come. I mean, it's beautiful, isn't it? We seem to score loads and loads of goals.
Yeah. But I just didn't realise. Yeah. I didn't realise we no look one really good. More.
And John, as I say every single week, no Armani Little, no Asa Hall, no Conor Lehmann-Evans, no Opie Edwards.
Yeah, it's the FA Cup this weekend, Maidstone away.
Eastleigh, that's the next game I'm going to get to. I can't go now to Maidstone now.
I'm going to be at the, I'm there next weekend. Sutton
are
at
you,
home.
John?
Sutton at home.
Oh, we're going to try, aren't we, John, at some point to do some Nat Hobbs commentary.
Well, I don't know. Do you think? I reckon.
Yeah, no, we're going to try it. We're going to have a little go at it. And we, John, yeah. It's going to be good fun. And also, I was thinking, what commentators seem to be really good at is knowing all the names of everyone on the pitch.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd learn anyone else's name.
You did say you couldn't pick out Robbie Cundy in a police lineup. So, I mean, it bodes well.
I wouldn't be able to.
Not that I'm saying that Robbie would ever commit a crime.
You never know.
Well, no.
That might be quite
sometimes
good.
Sometimes it's the ones good you least there, suspect.
Which one's Robbie Cundy is a good game. Say the Torquay players and then, one of their blokes. This on the ball.
I can hear it.
What a he's put the ball in the net. I'm not even going to learn his name.
Okay, well, I think I'm sold. I'm in.
There we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back
a letter from a listener?
God, it's a right racket when we do it.
I reckon
it like
that will have been all over. There's a right mashup this week. Lovely. Hey, John. Hey. Any letters?
Yes. Just the one to bring you from Sam Roger, letter number two. Sam the Jolly Roger.
Oh,
he was an Ebbsfleet fan. He was in touch around
on
our...
On the ice to you, Sam. On the ice to you.
Actually, I think this is letter number three, technically. So, look, see what you think. He says, on the ice to you, pair of National League bold and underlined fans.
Thank you very much.
He says, Woking. I mean, this obviously came in before the win at Stockport. He says... In the last pod, you mentioned Kingstonian and where they play. Yeah, I think we did very briefly.
Yes, we did, yes.
He says, having been turfed out by AFC Wimbledon, they now ground share with the mighty Corinthian Casuals. Recommended that as an away day to Tibbs as a great day out. Yes, I mean, it's all getting very confusing, but Tibbs, one of our other FOFs, asked for recommendations.
Good places to drink on away days.
It's all getting so confusing. Lots of history there. And normally some Brazilians about to add some atmosphere. Yeah, they're linked up Corinthian Casuals with Corinthians of, I want to say Sao Paulo, I think.
Do they want a goalkeeper?
He says, keep up the good work and look forward to seeing how you deal with the nervous 90s and what wonderful treats episode 100 will bring. Much love, Sam, the Jolly Roger. Now, first things first.
Yes.
So are we in a position to crown another FOF?
Of course we are. Why would we not be?
Sam?
Congratulations. On the ice to you, Sam Jolly Roger.
FOF, I believe, 28? I think it's FOF 28, I think. Pending FOF, but I think it's FOF 28. And yes, he also mentions what wonderful treats episode 100 will be. But all we can say is that big plans are in the works. We can't say too much.
That will probably go out the window when we get to episode 98 and go, oh, God, we've done nothing. God.
Oh, no, we forgot. Yeah.
I think episode 50 went by unheralded.
Basically, I think we did 51 because we kind of forgot. Yes, there are plans in place. And if you're a FOF, maybe stand by your phone. That's
stand
all we can say.
Stand by your beds.
So thanks very much for that, Sam. And yes, on iTunes, it's always really nice if you can leave us a little review on iTunes. It's really, really helpful.
Lovely. Give us a five-star review.
Just a five-star review.
And write a little review. That's brilliant. Really helps us out. Thank you.
But yes, we did have a lovely message on there from Martin from Speyside, who leaves us a lovely five-star review and says, even though I'm more of a Highland League fan than the National League, I really enjoyed this Not a Talky podcast. Thanks so much for that, Martin, from Speyside.
And, we need Highland League roundup.
We do need to focus on the Highland League. I'm going to Edinburgh this weekend.
Are you off to get some stock up on some Tunnocks products?
Well, I mean, I've got to find Tunnocks. I could probably, I might have time to go to like a heart scheme or a hip scheme.
Oh yeah, you should.
Should
they
really?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's not the Highland League though, is it? It's sort of low, just slightly lower than the football. It's like the National League. Of the Scottish.
Right. Okay. Sorry. I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you.
When you imagine that people in the third division of the Scottish leagues are getting sort of 220 people to their games, imagine who's going to the Highland Leagues. be a beautiful trip around the Highland Leagues. Are you on the search of FOF 20?
I will try and bump FOF 23.
See if you can find him, John. He might still be there.
Last seen roaming the streets of Edinburgh at about 2 a.m.
Lovely letters, as always, there. Do get in touch at NutObsPod. But it comes to us now to play the FOF game, and staying on from last week is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hiya, how you doing? How you doing, lads? All right?
Hello, Steve. FOF 13 and the reigning champion of the FOF game, which means you get to come back for another week.
Right, we're going to play this week Jim's Bentley. Are you up for that, Steve?
I'm up for that. Yeah, I think I saw that one coming from last week.
Yes, you've seen the workings out, Steve. It's unreal. It's unbelievable. Okay, I'll go and get the Games Master. Hold on, please. Welcome, Steve. Welcome back, may I say. A brave man defeated the cafe. But will he defeat the Bentley? Go gently on the Bentley, Steve. Do you dare play Jim's Bentley?
I dare, Games Master.
A daring man. Have you ever driven a Bentley, Steve? A union man? Champagne socialism, is it?
Oh, no, it's... nothing's too good for the workers, Games Master, but no, not a Bentley for me.
I lie in wait. I will pass you over to Jim. Is it Jim or is it John?
Let's find out. It's Jim Bentley here. In another one of me regional accents. How's it going? All right. A bit hoarse, actually. I've been a lot of shouting on the old technical area.
A defeat met you at the weekend.
No, it was
a draw.
It was a draw, Games Master. It was a nil-nil draw.
I don't pay attention
you
to the National League.
You should pay
it's
more attention.
It's a load of old rubbish.
How dare you? I've dropped down from League Two for this. Anyway, Steve, I'm going to crack straight on because I'm not sure how long my voice can stand this. I have got a Bentley Continental GT and I'm going to drive the 130 miles from Fylde to Sully Old Moors for a league game next weekend. So, I want to know from you, what's my miles per gallon? It's a 130-mile journey, and I'm going to use 5.6 gallons of fuel. This is question one of two. What's my miles per gallon, Steve?
Can you see the MPG?
How many miles was it? 130?
130 miles.
Right. What's the
In a Bentley Continental. It's like a normal Continent Bentley, but it's got a croissant and some cold meats on it.
You want a full English Bentley, don't you?
Obviously not while I'm driving.
What was the question?
What's the question, Jim?
130 miles from Fylde to Solihull Moors. I'm going to use 5.6 gallons of fuel. What's my miles per gallon?
Right. How many miles per gallon? I would say, 40 miles a gallon.
No, 40 miles. No, Steve. It's 23 miles per gallon. You just got to divide the miles by the gallons. Miles per gallon, 23 miles per gallon. But don't worry, you can pull it back.
He may be a union man, but he hasn't got the travel plan.
You can pull it back with question number two. Are you ready for this?
Well, we always overinflate our claims, so don't worry.
This is question number two. My Bentley Continental GT has got a 20-gallon tank. So from my home in Morecambe to Fylde, it's a journey of 33 miles. So how many times can I make a round trip before I have to stop and fill up for fuel?
What's the question?
What's the question again? So, 20-gallon tank. It's a 33-mile, so 66-mile round trip, 20-gallon tank. How many times do I have to top up? How many times do I have to... Oh, flipping heck. How many times can I make the journey before I have to top up?
There we are. There it is. How many times can he make the journey in his GT?
I haven't got a clue. He'd probably get sacked before he has to
fill it up. That's very harsh.
Does the GT stand for Gary's Torquay?
No, it doesn't. It's not a Torquay podcast.
I'd say ten times.
Oh,
ten times!
Steve, you've had a mare, mate. I've got to stop seven times. You do 20 gallons times the 23 miles per gallon gives me a 460-mile range, 66-mile round trip, 460 divided by 66 equals seven journeys. And don't worry, that took me about 4 hours to work out earlier on.
Simple. It sounds so simple
it's
now
just
you
maths.
Say it, Jim. We all understood the questions. We all understood what we had to do. It was so entertaining, wasn't it, Steve?
Thoroughly enjoyable, yeah.
Well, thank you, Steve. I'm afraid you live in Morecambe now. Fare thee well.
Cheers, guys. On the ice.
The National Obsession.
Well, that's it, John, for another week of the National Obsession podcast.
Roaring success there.
Maths.
Jim's Bentley.
Maths. Eastern Europe, Jim's Bentley might not see the light of day again. You never know.
It was very much to this week's podcast, Eastern Europe, heavy maths. It was like being at the Open University. It's quite...
What a lovely... It's a lovely tune.
Quite
that,
relaxing, isn't it?
And it was also a bit like one of them questions on Only Connect.
It was, really. I think we finally found the only game show more difficult.
Good luck to everyone in the FA Cup. Have a wonderful weekend. Lovely rest from the National League.
Yes.
John, you're off. Enjoy yourself in Scotland. John,
oh, thank you. Cheers. I will.
Give my regards to Fox23.
I'll check in on him. Hopefully he's all right.
Good stuff. On the ice, everybody. Get us on at Nat Odds Pod. Or what's the email, John?
NationalObsession@gmail.com. Leave us a nice review. 5-star review on iTunes as well, please.
Lovely. Hashtag NATP on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.